having a lovely time. Wish you were here. We're having a lovely time. Wish you were here.
Antique and rare postcards take center stage in a new art exhibit. Postcards of the Wiener Werkstätte, selections from the Leonard A. Lauder Collection, is in progress at the Friss Center for the Visual Arts in Nashville, Tennessee. The exhibit also features postcards from the Wolfsonian at Florida International University in Miami Beach. Linda Klitsch is curator of the Leonard A. Lauder Postcard Collection. She tells us it has been a lifelong passion for Mr. Lauder.
He used a nickel allowance, famously, to buy 5 postcards, the same view of the Empire State Building, which was a relatively new building at that time. And he was so captured by the sight of the building against an orange sky that he had to have all 5 copies. And that is when the bug for collecting postcards bit him.
Klitsch, also an art professor at City University of New York, thinks most of us can connect in some way with postcards.
They're beautiful objects that are accessible, right? You can aspire to have a small collection of postcards. You might not be able to aspire to have a collection of beautiful oil paintings to hang on your wall. I also think they incorporate the best of design. They're modern objects. They have created by modern artists who were really thinking about how to create works of art out of this unique small format.
Janice Staggs, associate director at the Neue Gallery in New York, says the postcards we're going to see in the Wiener Werkstätte exhibit are fascinating.
They're really miniature works of art, and they really speak to the zeitgeist of early 20th century Vienna and are incredibly rare survivals of that time and place, because many were printed in extremely small quantities. And the Leonard Lauder collection, almost 95% of the works in it were actually never mailed. So these point to the fact that even at the time they were produced, they were really viewed as collectibles. They were quite a bit more expensive than your kind of souvenir postcard that you could buy at a local restaurant or hotel or maybe at a World's Fair. And so these were things that artists and also just design fans globbed onto and constructed these amazing collections of.
Maybe you've already figured out that Wiener Werkstätte translates to Vienna's workshops in English. And a lot of work went into the postcards on display. Stagg says to expect a lot of detail.
You have postcards that are designed by architects, by painters, by graphic designers, by fashion artists. So these are people who were really trained at Vienna's leading art schools, not only the School of Applied Arts or the Kunstgewerbeschule or the Academy of Fine Arts, and they were some of the leading, you know, artistic figures of their day.
It's hard to think of a more appropriate place to show this exhibition. The Frist's Megan Robertson points out that the Frist Center itself used to be a post office and is designed in the Art Deco style.
So having postcards from the early 20th century just felt like a great fit. And they're also just phenomenal works of art in and of themselves. So we have artists that are huge names, like Oskar Kokoschka or Egon Schiele, Josef Hoffmann, Coleman Moser, designing these cards that were meant to kind of reach the masses.
Klitsch also thinks the Frist is just the place for this show.
One of the important things for Mr. Lauder about a show like this is the recognition of an institution like the Frist, that the postcard is a form of art. I think he's very excited that museums, wonderful museums such as this one, understand the postcard as a true form of artistic production.
In today's world of instant electronic communication, sending a postcard may not be as popular as it once was. Robertson says that postcards were and still are an influential form of sending a message.
It's really wonderful. Linda Klitsch has really kind of succinctly related the postcard to the tweet or the text message. So when postcards first came on the scene, people kind of feared them. They talked about them like they were a pathology. You were infected with postcard fever or caught up in a craze because they worried that it was going to change the way people wrote and how people communicated with one another. So while there were people deriding it, there were other people who were excited to use this new postcard technology.
Staggs wants visitors to the Wiener Werkstätte exhibit to gain a new appreciation for how life was in that time and how it is similar to our lives today.
We want to send cards to friends. We want to remind them of things that we've seen, meals that we've eaten. It's so much like our rapid and quick types of communication that really are a way of keeping in quick communication and close touch.
Postcards of the Wiener Werkstätte, selections of the Leonard A. Lauder Collection, runs through October 12th at the Frist Center for the Visual Arts. There's more information at fristcenter.org, and Frist is spelled F-R-I-S-T. Paul Ladd, Nashville.